Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, September 17th, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storms and its Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Today, Daniel wrote a pretty neat diary about how new top-level domains are used in phishing. In this particular case, someone registered the domain url-bofa.support. BOFA, of course, being commonly being used for Bank of America. And then he just added bankofamerica.com as an additional directory. Interesting part here, he actually obtained a valid SSL certificate for that domain and then sent out emails advertising that site and asking for users to log in to what they called the secure message center. Once the user arrives at that website, they're being presented with a pretty extensive form to fill out with everything from user ID, ATM pins, to social security numbers, and more. We have seen in the past in very, very few cases where phishing sites used valid SSL certificates. Of course, they can always do it for the domains they register. In this case, apparently they used a free trial certificate. After all, the site isn't going to stay alive for long. The site is actually still up right now. However, if you try to visit it, your browser is likely going to warn you of this phishing site as it has been added to various blacklists. So the use of the .support top-level domain and the use of a valid SSL certificate makes this, of course, a lot more plausible for a user to actually fill out. And then we got a newly reported denial of service against FreeBSD. Turns out that it's actually pretty trivial to shut down a TCP connection in FreeBSD and then remember that some routers, in particular Juniper routers, are based on FreeBSD, and Juniper did discover this problem. The trick is pretty easy. If you do spoof a TCP SYN packet, all you have to get right is the ports and the IP address. The sequence number doesn't matter, and you will be able to tear down the TCP connection. So that's a pretty interesting, somewhat reminiscent of the slipping in the TCP window with resets that was discovered in 2004, but now with SYNs. And if you remember, last week we had Adobe's Patch Tuesday. However, Adobe delayed one of its bulletins, a bulletin for Adobe Reader and Acrobat. Today, Adobe did release that bulletin. It's still rated with a priority rating of 1 for Windows and OS X, which means they already have seen some limited exploits for this vulnerability in the wild. This bulletin fixes a total of 8 vulnerabilities, and some of which can lead to arbitrary code execution and full sandbox escape. And in light of the recent iCloud password brute forcing attacks, it's interesting to see that there is now an open source piece of software available that allows you to download backups from iCloud. This script does need the user's username and password, so it does not break any passwords or abuse any specific vulnerability in iCloud. Instead, it essentially relies on weak passwords. Once it connects, it will list backups that are available for download and then either offer whether or not you want to download the entire backup or if you want to limit yourself to things like address books, SMSs, and photos. So yet another good reason to make sure that you're using a secure password for iCloud. These backups are currently not protected with any two-factor scheme that Apple has implemented across parts of the site. They actually just added two-factor authentication to the iCloud.com website if you have it enabled. Well, and that's it for today. Thanks again for listening. If you are living in the Jacksonville, Florida area, I will be speaking at the Jacksonville Linux User Group tomorrow at 7 p.m. at 700 East Union Street. That's the Jax Hacks Makerspace about IPv6, Linux, and security. And if you haven't noticed it yet, on the ISE website, we today implemented Safari push notifications. You can enable them. You should see the pop-up if you go to the homepage. First notifications should probably arrive sometime tomorrow. That's it for today. Thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.